We're here at the principal's office, of all places, here at Cedar Ridge High School. Coach, I don't know how to feel about this.
Well, I've spent probably more time in the principal's office than I would like to.
Me too, sir. Coach, we're heading into week 8 of the season. It seems like we were just here doing our pregame show, not just a couple weeks ago. This season flown by.
It has. Actually, it seems like yesterday it was June the 13th when we got started doing 7-on-7s and things like that. So the whole summer has really flown by, and the first 6 weeks of the season have gone by like a blink.
It certainly has that for us as well, sir. Coach, you were very realistic in your expectations coming into this season, and you pointed out just how tough your schedule was. Has there been any real surprises for you at this point?
No, we've been really banged up. We've lost some players to some injuries. Our starting quarterback, we lost after our second game of the season. He played through that game, but after that, he's been out. He played a half against Cardinal Gibbons, but it's been out since then. So we've had to make a change at the quarterback. We've had some other injuries where guys have been out for about 2 to 3 weeks. We're finally getting some guys back now this week, hopefully that'll help us out.
Coach, you seem to have been able to put some points on the board this year, specifically 20 up on Northwood, and they've got a pretty good defensive team. Has most of your struggles been on defense?
We're very inexperienced on the defense side of the ball. 9 new players over there. We've only got 2 guys that returned from last year's team that had experience, and what's bad is that those 9 new guys that we have, really for the majority of them this year, is their first year of any football, high school football experience, because we didn't have a JV team last year. So all those guys, we've got several sophomores starting for us that were on our JV team last year that we really never got to play a game, so they didn't get any game experience. So all of their game experience is coming this year.
Still in a very much of a building scenario.
Very much so.
With Philip Berger being gone, Sir Freddie Francis is who has been in his place.
Yes, sir.
He's done some rushing, and he's a pretty mobile quarterback, is he not?
Yeah, Freddie's kind of a dual threat guy. We're running a little bit of option with him. He's got a very good arm. Freddie's a very talented athlete, has a good arm. He's got to learn how to read the defense as far as passing goes.
If you could put your finger, Coach, on a couple of specific issues that if you corrected them, it would make a world of difference in the Red Wolves this year, what would those be?
Be experience. I mean, that's the only thing we've got right now that we can say right now. The lack of experience has really showed up quite a bit in several games, and just being really young across the board.
Back in June when we talked, you talked about putting a weight program in here, and with all that being done, do you see things growing here at Cedar Ridge?
Yeah, I mean, we actually on Friday night, even though the score didn't reflect it, we just had some miscues early in the game against Northern Durham. So at the end of the first quarter, it was 26-0, and 3 of those touchdowns were off of busted plays. What happened was our inexperience showed up on those plays and they scored. So they're up 26-0 at the end of the first quarter, but after that we were able to play a lot better defensively. They scored 2 more touchdowns throughout the game, but we did see our defensive line improve in the game. We saw one of our young linebackers who's a junior, Thomas Upchurch, is improving a lot over the beginning of the year. He has no experience, so every week we feel like we're getting a little bit better, and that's what I've told the guys all year long. Wins and losses, sooner or later the wins will start coming, we hope, but I wanted to see them improve week to week, and I think that's what we're doing right now.
Coach, Chapel Hill. Coach, got 2 very similar teams between Cedar Ridge and Chapel Hill. They're 0-6, but they lost a hard double overtime loss to Carrboro. We actually covered that game. And then we were out there yesterday, and players' attitudes still very positive. They're working hard. Tell us what you see in the Tigers and how you're going to prepare for them.
I mean, they're a well-coached team. They're really in the same position we are. They haven't had a JV team for the last couple of years. Last year was our first year not having one, but we're definitely seeing the effects of that. We're going to have to play well. I know they're going to be coming in feeling like they're going to have a great chance to win, and we've got to make sure our kids know that they have a great chance to win.
And when you look at it on paper, even though the wins aren't there, it could be a really good matchup.
Yes, sir. I feel like we're pretty evenly matched after watching film on them, but I see a lot of similarities in the 2 teams.
I did want to ask you this because I looked at some numbers on Jacob Gravett. 43 tackles, that's almost twice as much as anyone on the team, and he's also about 30% more than the average after 6 games. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
I've been coaching Jacob since his sophomore year. I mean, actually, I was on the defensive side of the ball when I first got here to Cedar Ridge, and he was a JV player that year, his sophomore year, and I could really, really tell that he was going to be a good player. He's very coachable, does a great job. Jacob's not a great athlete, but he makes up for not being that with being a smart football player, making his reads the way he's supposed to, and taking good angles.
Coach, we appreciate your time. It's very unusual that we're going into week 8 and haven't seen Cedar Ridge this year, so we're looking forward to seeing you guys line up.
Well, glad to have you here.